جزاك الله خير جزاك الله خير. And what he pray for me, I pray for him inshallah and for all your imams, respected imams and your ulama in South Africa and your also. بعد حمده تعالى سبحانه وتعالى والثناء عليه والصلاة والسلام على سيدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I say وبالله المستعان. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. الله أكبر. الله سبحانه وتعالى He thanks, or he is thanks, subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom like you sitting now in his houses. Yes. MashaAllah. That outside houses there is no save. Yes. Outside there is TVs, there is internet, there is women. Maybe anyone look to haram, maybe anyone hear to haram, maybe anyone. It is, yeah, there is chance to do haram outside masjid, but inside masjid, mashallah. Outside, shayateen. Inside, malaika. Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he says also, that when anyone take wudu, do wudu in his house or any place, and he come to the mosque, to the house of Allah, and every step, Allah write to him. Allah write to him hasana. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يحطو take out, yes, سيئة, and also you become up one step in looking of Allah in akhirat. This is in his way, in his road, and also when he enter masjid and do two rak'ah, and he wait with the prayer with the imam. If imam late, if he late more and more, it is more and more. No. Pray from Malaika. When he sit and he wait, Malaika pray for him and make istighfar for him. Salah wa istighfar alayhi. And in Hadith Qudusi from Allah, يعني Allah say, but whom from tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not like Quran. Quran from Allah Azza wa Jal all. Yani, the meaning and the words from Allah. But this is the meaning from Allah. But words from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he said, whom do wuzu in his home and come to my house, he is my guest. Allahu Akbar. I am his hostess. And if We are now hostess of Sheikh Hafiz Junaid, mashallah. He made everything ikram, a lot of ikram, and Sheikh Muhammad Vanka, and some of Maulana Musa Olgar and other, mashallah, they are, they made high hostess, but what comparative with Allah? Huh? La ilaha illallah. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he continued Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or says in this hadith, that anyone do this wudu and come to my house, he is my guest. And Allah continued in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after that, if anyone become guest, the hostess, he must do good guest for him, or good hostess. I do this myself. He says, he said, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Whom visit this hostess, this is fard for him, this is from Allah. وفي حديث, it is hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, not hadith Qudusi, meaning add word from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, words صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفة. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفة. And now, I think it is not hadith, but I heard many times, but I didn't look in books, especially in Sahah, Masanid, or Sunan, that maybe this is wisdom from our big ulama or Sahaba. I don't, maybe it is a hadith, but our brothers in Tabligh, sometimes they repeat hadith. When we check, sometimes there is not hadith. However, this, if it is hadith or not, but is this meaning correct? That whom, if you know this guest, that you have a relationship with him, if you make a hostess for him, this is like you make hostess for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you make hostess with anyone you don't him before, this is like you make ikram to Allah. Man akrama insanan ya'rifuhu fakannama akrama Rasulullah, wa man akrama insanan la ya'rifuhu fakannama akrama Allah. وكان حقا على المزور أن يكرم زائره. الحمد لله الحمد لله. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم first work he did in Medina, first work before he asking about his daughters, his wives, his family. Before he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking about his aunties, before sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he take rest. When he entered Medina, what he did? He made mashura with sahaba where they want to know the point they build a masjid in it. First. And then from this masjid, a'mal, works. Not only salah, but first of all, da'wah and tabligh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent jama'ats to every, first of all, beside Medina, outside Medina, until they went Tabuk. Before Tabuk, to Mu'ta. in Jordan and Tabuk. And then Rasul Sallam, he prepared Jama'at, its leader Usama ibn Zayd. Usama ibn Zayd, he was very young. And Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, biggest Sahaba, they are his army. He is Amir, he is leader of them, resident of them. Allahu Akbar. It means that we must don't look to our boys that they are boy. They are boys. We prepare them to become leaders. We carry them responsibility since they are children. But now how our education to our children? How? Now, mashallah, how many children in this bray, Fajr bray? How many? Where are our children now? Where? Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. What's our education now? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made effort for Sahaba not 1 year or 2 years or 3 years like we do when we studied. I studied first of all 4 years, I got a certificate. It's named bachelor, BA, and continue for MA, and then continue for PhD, for 4 years for BA, MA for 2 years, PhD 3 years, total combined 6-7 years like this. And not day and night, not day and night. There is holiday every year. There is not one holiday, many holidays. And not daily we studied in university. Sometimes 3-4, maximum 5 days. And daily 1 lecture, 2 lecture, maximum 3 lectures. And a few years. But Sahaba learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 23 years day and night without holiday. If they are in jihad, they learn. They do like this majlis. And now, Sheikh, respected Imam, he said, please you try to give short speech. 10 minutes. What's 10 minutes? What we do in 10 minutes? Especially if I am hungry. If I am hungry. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every Muslim, he must be hungry all his life for ilm, for deen, for works. Allah said in Alam Nashrah, Al-Inshirah, Surah Al-Inshirah, in the last, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبَّ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. What's the meaning of إِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ? If you finish work, you enter in other work. Works. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid Nabawi, he made effort with Sahaba in these works. The important works, da'wah and tabligh. Second, ta'lim and ta'allum. Third, worship. Qiyamul layl, dhikrullah, du'a, tilawatul Qur'an. Fourth, khidmatul muslimin, service for Muslims. Many need is some of people, they need help for medicine, for hospitals, operations, for food, for clothes, for some of them they have problems with their wives. we make services. We islahu dhat al bayn. What's the meaning of islahu dhat al bayn? What islahu dhat al bayn? يعني باختصار short finish. صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني بالاختصار أو بالإجمال normally صلى الله عليه وسلم what he did with صحابة, what effort he did in this مسجد شريف, and this نور, the lights of this أعمال, it is the reason of hidayah for ins and jinn. And because these works, I am in Palestine Muslim, you are in South Africa Muslim, and your grandfathers was in India, how they become Muslim? Because now, mashallah, Muslims in all world, Ajam and Arab, Arab and non-Arab, mashallah, 1.5, more than 1.5 billion, billion, more than 1.5 billion Muslims in the world. This is not because my effort or effort of Mawlana Muhammad Vanka, of the Mawlana Imam of this mosque. This is because effort of ulama in Saudi Arabia. Not this because the effort of ulama Azhar Sharif in Egypt. Not because it is effort of ulama Sham. This is because effort of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and Sahaba Kiram. And this period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose Mawlana Ilyas to continue this effort. Yes, I know. And it is known that, mashallah, يعني there is many and many imams, big imams and big ulama and also briashers, the dua. This is, yes, in different countries, Arabic countries and Islamic countries, a lot, alhamdulillah, not enough Ilyas, not Mawlana Ilyas enough. But about Mawlana Ilyas, subhanallah, it is special. It is special. You see in the world, any masjid you go in all world, alhamdulillah, there is jama'atul masjid. MashaAllah. And they do these works. If we speak about Masjid al-Aqsa day and night, Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Aqsa, we must liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Yes, it is like Masjid al-Haram. If Masjid al-Haram haven't anything bad for it, what Muslim we patient, we lit? No, we will not. But there is the way. يعني المسجد الحرام was also was under occupation of Quraysh, and Allah sent Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He didn't damage and destroy idols. صحيح idols in مسجد الحرام, and also they want to kill Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم went to Medina. And 23 years since Allah sent Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم don't care about Masjid al-Haram, he care about da'wah and tabligh. And then when Sahaba, they care about iman of Sahaba, a'mal of Sahaba, when Allah accept this iman and a'mal and taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. Not Allah says ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. When the Nusra from Allah come, it's mean, what's this Nusra from Allah? What's the meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not what we understand, what Allah want from Nusrat, he said, the meaning of Nusrat, from عند الله, ما معنى عند الله, Allah يقصد, the aim of Nusra, what عند الله يعني,
المعنى عند الله.
إيش؟
From the side of Allah, it's meaning that not to enter Masjid al-Haram or become liberated. He said, no, Allah, إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, it's mean in the side of Allah that ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا. When people, when humanity enter Islam, groups, groups and nation, nations, it is the meaning of Nusrat. And Masjid al-Haram come after. And Masjid al-Aqsa also will come, inshallah. Because this is not the first time Masjid al-Aqsa occupied before. It's occupied in the period of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. And Allah sent Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, like Umar ibn al-Khattab, the first open Masjid al-Aqsa in the period of Umar. Second, in the period of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. Now it is third. We don't know this honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to whom. But Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he made effort with Sahaba. When was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life with them, and after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dies, they continue same. If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between Sahaba, between Muslim, or he not, we don't, يعني Allah didn't give, don't give Nusrat because body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because fikr, worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because feeling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because sunnatul habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what happened on Uhud. And Allah gave them Nusrat, but because they what you say, they what? Yes, didn't commitment with order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, don't leave this mount, don't leave. And you know what happened in Uhud? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam between Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa taala, يعني pick up هكذا, pick up Nusrat. And you know what happened to Hamza and to 70 from highest, biggest Sahaba. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يعني they follow him to kill him and they damage his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They destroy his rubaiya, I don't know in English, but his face sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his teeth sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what this was in his, and one from Sahaba, he took it in his teeth and what you say, broken. And Sahaba do like security, like around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all nibbles come to their backs and some of them they're killed. This is because sunnah, you know what sunnah? Now, not how many sunnah now, farz, how many farz? Maybe 90% now from Muslims, they far from Islam. We have a lot in Bayt al-Muqaddas. I saw in Mecca and Medina, some Muslims, they hear Azan and they don't go to mosque. And what you are doing? They smoking, you know, this is with like boil. What you are doing? They are Muslims on TV and internet and music and zina, riba, zulum. What's it? And we speak against America. What America? What Israel? What? They are creations. Creations? What? What Quraysh? What Faris? What Roma? Biladul Furs wal Rum. Allahu Akbar. When they fought Muslims, they fought on the elephants. Oof. What can they do, Sahaba, with elephants? They fought elephants. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But Sahaba win or not, and Salahuddin win or not, inshallah, this is not my speech about Mawlana Ilyas and his way. and this jama'at, I want to speak. Alhamdulillah, now I meet a lot, many of ulama, Arab ulama from Azhar al-Sharif, from Islamic University in Medina Munawwara, from University of Umm al-Qura in Mecca, from University in Jeddah, Imam Abdul Aziz, not Imam, University of Abdul Aziz, but there is also University of Imam in its name like this in Riyadh, mashallah, from Syria, from Egypt, from Morocco, from Sudan, from Emirates, from Jordan. A lot, mashallah, many there. I see me like their students. They are, mashallah, some of them 70 years, 75, and some of them high certificates, they have books, wrote books in tafsir and hadith and fiqh. I met them in Raiwand in Pakistan and in Nizamuddin in Delhi. They said, alhamdulillah, we came to support this. And we don't need to go with them, but we must go to learn our people in these countries that it is correct and it is, we feel and we decide that this is the only way for change and inshallah for how Nusrat from Allah come. Because it's mean the works in mosque. Without works, houses built Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said in the beginning of my speech, of my lecture, when I begin with this ayah, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع. It is أذن, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided about these houses of Allah, these mosques. Allah want that this is the place which this is our parliament, which we, يعني Jews, they have their parliament, its name Knesset. And in America, its name Congress. This is our Congress. And not for politic, not for to decide, to take decision, to, يعني announce, إعلان, far, war. This is, inshallah, for to make worry and to make effort for deen, for this nur, how become in our hearts, in our works, in our lives, because deen not, يعني include enough worship like salah, like siyam, like hajj, like umrah, and tilawat al-Quran, zikrullah, sadaqah, many. If you want to know what Islam, you must read or Riyad al-Salihin. This is deen, sections. It is hundreds of orders from Allah and hundreds of sunnah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want also more details, there is in Hayat al-Sahaba. It is in Kitab of Book of Targhib and Tarhib. Mishkat al-Masabih. Kanz al-Ummal. Ihya ulum al-Din. Al-Shifa bi-Tarifi Hukuk al-Mustafa. MashaAllah, a lot of fazal al-A'mal. Now, how many from this deen in our life, in our hearts, in our works? First of all, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It's need many and many and many lectures for this knowledge. But this knowledge, how come in our hearts? How come? It's need effort. It's need 3 days monthly. It's need before daily we must sit with the important, more important than 4 months, 40 days, 3 days. It is important, but more important that how we enjoy jama'at in this masjid and in every masjid, and we make worry. We respect business, we respect wives, we respect parents, we respect children, we respect these commandments towards these things, but also we have responsibility towards Allah, towards Deen Allah, towards Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, towards Sunnah Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, towards Deen Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Fikr Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, works Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, works of these works in Masjid, inshallah. Yes, I finish, alhamdulillah. I will, because some of people now go out and maybe they have commandment now. But this is commandment also. We have commandment towards business now, and inshallah, we must, yani, this is, and Allah gave us 24 hours. How many hours we give for deen, like effort of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, because Sahaba, yani, had business. You heard anyone from any Sahaba, he was bigger? You? Or he takes salary from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How all of them was business. Have business, all. And all of them, they have wives. Now we're afraid to marry more than one wife. They have wives, not one or two or three. Yes. And they have, mashallah, a lot of children. They have commitments for dunya, these. But they separate deen to all world. Some of graves of Sahaba in China, in Bukhara, Tashqand, Russia, in India, in Pakistan, in Morocco, in Egypt, in Palestine, Allahu Akbar, in Africa, maybe in Spain. Why? Why? The Allahu Akbar. What's this force here? They haven't governments, they haven't modern and strong army like America, like Israel. Because was America and Israel and Russia and China, they are force and room. And many of modern armies and civilizations for thousands of years. Those was in civilization. They have elephants like, you know, their, what you say, dababa, ta'ira, asatil. What? Ustul, ustul. What? And airplanes, and saruch, what sawarikh. Elephants like the modern asliha. Ma ma'na asliha? But the Sahaba, they don't care. When they want to cross the sea, Gulf Sea, where is Kuwait and Amarat, to enter to Iran, they said, how we need worship, we need ships. Amir of them, he is Ala Hadrami. And whom say this hadith, he is Abu Huraira in Bukhari. And Amir, he said, what? What? This is not sea. This is qatra, qatra, nutfa. Ma ma'na nutfa? Qatra. You see, this is not sea. Believe me. Follow me. Bismillah. Ya Allah. They walk on this sea. Allahu Akbar. This is in Bukhari. This is in Bukhari. And whom this... And Rasulullah ﷺ wasn't with them because Nusra, يعني غير متعلق, ما معنى غير متعلق بشخص رسول الله. Not, know what? And we are, the Sahaba same like us, they are Muslims, but because Baraka and Noor and effect of A'mal, of works. Inshallah, Allah give me and you that we have commandment towards this jama'at of masjid, we sit together daily, especially in Mashwara. Mashwara. They understand what Mashwara? In English also Mashwara? Yes. This is before ta'aleem, before visits, before 3, 4, what you said also, before jawlat, rounds, maqami, intiqali, before any work, mashura. When we sit in mashura, inshallah ta'ala, inshallah, it's mean tawfiq. Asalullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this commandment, it towards our deen, through these jama'at of masjid, jama'at of masjid, inshallah, jama'at maqamiyya, local. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Forgive me if I increase time, maybe 10 minutes increase or 15.